KC2PET, KC2PET, this is K2PCB. Or KE2NVM. Let's see, well, hold on. Let's see, KC2NVM or KE2DDQ. Good morning.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning on this rainy day.
Oh, most certainly. This is one of our rainiest mornings we've had in a while here. And I am glad I grabbed my jacket before I had left. Temperature-wise, I probably could have gotten away without it, but, man, it was downpouring something good before. And I'm glad I grabbed it. I had to take the garbage out and then make my way back over the truck. I would have been soaked. And, yeah, this is pretty cool. Hopefully you don't have to hit the road in the next so many minutes.
No, having to leave the house for a while yet today. I can just stay in and putter around here.
All right, good deal. Yeah, so right now I am talking to you on my mobile radio in the truck, obviously, transmitting to a portable All-Star node that I used to have in my truck. So as soon as I turn the truck on, it turns on and it connects into the system that way. I wouldn't be surprised if I drop out periodically today because our internet was flaky at home before I left, and this connection goes from the truck to the house to Ross's house and out. So through those hops there could be some dropouts today. And yeah, I found that. I was looking for that last week and got that up and running. And yeah, I'll have to tell you about my trip to get my oil changed and tires rotated and assess that that sound I was hearing.
You did sound a little different this morning, so I was going to ask you about that. I had forgotten about your oil change and tire rotation and your noise. Please, do tell.
So I went in there, talked to the guy, explained everything I was experiencing. He took it, well, he gave it to the tire guy, who is also their alignment guy, and he is their... he's like their senior tech. So it actually worked out perfect. He ended up doing an alignment check. So that was available for free. He did the alignment check. And we sat down and we went over the report. And first of all, the guy comes out, he comments about my call sign on my license plate. And we must have talked for over a half hour. At least it felt like it. Just chatting about radio stuff, in addition to my truck. He was friends with some guy named Joe who was an integral part of setting up the Boston repeater. What was that 14691? Whatever that system is. But yeah, he was... very big into that. He used to be big into CV and wants to get back into AM after all these years. But he was telling me that my alignment per the spec was all fine. Nothing was off except for one thing, and I'll drop it here a second. He was saying that my rear axle was off a little bit. You know, where like the left wheel is a little forward, the right wheel is a little back, though. You know, it's a fixed axle, so it's you really can't adjust anything. I guess you can, but they probably don't do that. But he said it's pretty common to see that, and it's not anywhere near out of spec, but if there's anything, that's off. Everything else is like textbook, like point, you know, zero something off, and he could not explain the sound. However, there was feathering wear on all four of my tires on the inside, all four of them. and he didn't think that that would cause the problem. I looked it up. Well, he said he didn't see anything that was loose or worn. I looked it up, and basically everything I keep coming back to is some worn, you know, suspension point, you know, tie rod and ball joint. So I wonder, when I go down the thruway and I feel like the road, you know, waves a little bit and goes up and down, and you feel that pressure going down, you get more of that pulse. I wonder if there's something worn that maybe presents itself more or less when the suspension moves. So that's where I am right now. His suggestion was rotate the tires, run it, and then when I get my next set of tires, have him align it again and see what happens. But that's pretty much the only guidance I've been given.
That is interesting that your axle is shifted, your rear axle being shifted. It's off angle. It's not perpendicular to everything else. Interesting. An interesting conundrum, but no bad bearings.
Yeah, after talking to the guy that, you know, the advisor at the counter, and then talking to this other guy, it seems like with his work experience, he should have known or seen something else, but I think it's maybe worth going through it on my own to see if I can identify something that maybe he could have missed and then get that taken care of. So, that's where I am. It's interesting. It's actually, that was Friday morning. We were in Rochester Friday afternoon, and going down the thruway, that noise pretty much went away after rotating the tires. So that feathering is getting pulled around in the opposite direction. I can't imagine it's going to fix it and wear it back out correctly, but yeah, that's that. So anyway, so how was your weekend?
Overall, my weekend was good. Did some work on the Dodge a little bit. Got the lawn cut, maybe for the last time. We'll see. Went down to Blaisdell and met Jose and did some shoeing. And then just kind of relaxed the rest of the day yesterday. So I would say it was a good weekend.
Yeah, having the three-day weekend here really felt like we got a lot in here. And I've got another one coming up this Friday, and that'll be a full Friday. We have a Halloween party on Saturday. So the next relaxing day might be Sunday. Man, we did so much this weekend. Went to the Alden Spooktacular. That was Friday night. Took care of the truck in the morning, Rochester in the afternoon, Spooktacular Friday night. Saturday, I was pulling wires through the walls at my sister's house to repair her surveillance system. That took a few hours. We went out for Mexican on Saturday. So yesterday, we bought a new mattress. That's what we did. I know it was one of the pricier stores, but we went back to Raymore and Flanagan. We have a credit card through there and bought a new mattress. We were definitely due. It was probably pushing 15 years. And, I would say we got our money's worth on that one. But, yeah, back to work today. I'm sure Gordon's in there waiting for me to walk in the door.
You mean Gordon Singh?
Yeah, him and I have been working on a project. It's actually, I'm supporting his project, and it's been fun, educational, but it's me doing most of the work. I was doing all the, you know, circuit building, circuit mods, circuit testing, but now I'm down to me doing circuit mods, and he's doing some of the testing. So we're trying to work towards that.
Yeah, I worked on a couple of projects with Gordon Singh. Yeah, it felt like I had to do a fair bit of work for him, but I learned a lot when I was doing it, so I guess it really doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, and it's been fun, and some of the more important testing that we're doing is ESD testing, and that's getting to be a little bit of my wheelhouse as of late with all the EMC testing and all the pre-screening. So, yeah, it's kind of cool, and all the iterations that we're going through to have a device survive double the industrial standard or industrial level. So that's cool. All right, I've been chatting a lot this morning, so I'll pause and say good morning to anyone else is in here and pass over the mic. This is K2PCB. All right, like it's just the two of us. So you mentioned that I sound different aside from the very obvious wiper and rain noise. How does this system sound?
You're clear. Maybe a little more bass to your voice this morning than normal. But I mean, I can tell it's you, but just something a little bit different.
Oh, more bassy. That's definitely not my voice. My voice is high and tinny, and I can see the difference there.
Well, you know, I get the QST magazine, and there was a very interesting article about this husband and wife team that are very big into CW. And they've got some YouTube videos and some other links on their, well, I guess their YouTube page, on how to learn CW. So definitely piqued my interest.
So does that mean you've started to practice? Are you memorizing the whole character set as it is, or one character at a time, or is that as far as you've gotten so far as just rekindling that interest?
Well, I read the article last night, went to their YouTube video, one of them, and they were making contacts. They were doing a Parks on the Air thing, and they were making CW contacts, some of them over 1,000 miles away with a relatively small antenna and power, which was really intriguing. I have been doing some work learning characters at a time, but I don't stick with it long enough to get it ingrained. I'm interested in their approach, how they both learned it, and how they learned it. So I'll be looking into that today.
Oh, that's really awesome. I commend you on those efforts to push through that. As you know, I only learned it for my license at the time, which was a requirement that has since been dropped. But I was never in a situation where I was not able to or kept using it to the point where I maintained proficiency. And I probably should have, because that was the best point I was ever at. Yeah, so I hope you do stick with it and become proficient. And I think it's like anything, just like learning another language, even though this is not another language, this is already English. Once you start communicating with it, I have to imagine you can only get better.
True, right. You got to stick with it, just like anything. You know, it's a perishable skill. And so, yeah, to do that. And I think what intrigues me most about it is that it's such a low power, but definitely long distance type of communication. So almost when anything else, if anything goes sideways, that you'd be able to still be able to communicate with people long distance. And once you learn Morse code, you can even use it for light. So, you know, if you're sending, you know, you could actually be able to talk to somebody with light messages.
I'm trying to remember the details of the episode, but you might remember this. There was a MacGyver episode where he was stuck somewhere. And I want to say, and it's all, you know, this is some serious coincidence, you know, to make everything work in his favor, but I want to say he was able to, maybe even go up like a telephone pole and, you know, I think he was maybe somehow shorting out the telephone line. It's all pretty convoluted, but somebody that's on the other end that he knew was able to hear these clicks in the background and interpret that as Morse code and knew that he needed assistance somewhere. I don't remember the details of that episode. Maybe you had seen that one. And just because it has that connection, I almost want to go back and listen to that sometime, or not listen, but watch that episode if I can find it.
I was definitely watched MacGyver. Yeah, some of the stuff that he was able to do was quite fantastic, given the circumstances. So it was very interesting. I don't remember that particular episode. But yeah, like I have to go back and watch that one too. I missed Ross on Friday and Jeff on Friday. Karen and I had babysat Thursday night, and by the time we got home and I got into bed, it was after 1 o'clock. I said, yeah, I can't get up that early to get on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make this my final. Yeah, he used a broken rotary telephone to send a Morse code message by manually dialing the numbers and then shorting out the microphone wires, that's what it was, to tap out the message. He used the phone's pulse dialing mechanism for the numbers to make the call, to call the person he wanted, and then he was using the clicks of the microphone to get the Morse code across to get his message. So that's what it was. Yeah, and it doesn't say in here what that episode was, but, 2016, let's see. It's Season 1, Episode 7, whatever that is. All right, it's 6:45, so I'm going to have to run. Awesome chatting with you this morning, Brad. And obviously we'll have to catch up with you again. This is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final, and then I'm running through raindrops.
As always, Travis, it's a pleasure to talk to you. So have a great day, 73s. K2PCB, this is K2GDQ, and we'll be listening for any calls.
KC2GDQ, this is
KC2PET. KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning, Ross? Sorry I missed you on Friday.
Oh, no worries. It was a nice quiet ride in, so didn't mind it. It was a wild ride this morning, so I didn't pick up the mic. There's so many people that cannot drive in rain. Doesn't seem like... I almost got hit, and I said, you know what, at that point, I said, I'm just going to pay attention to the road instead of picking up the microphone.
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't understand people not driving in the rain. You know, you just slow down a little bit and watch where you're going. But, yeah, it's coming down. It was coming down pretty good there for a bit, wasn't it?
Yep, still is. It's coming down pretty good. I think we've got more rain over from yesterday until today for the whole summer.
Yeah, Ross, you might be right on that. Because I know I went for a walk yesterday afternoon. Just as I got home, it started to sprinkle, and then it just opened up. And it's been raining pretty much all night through. So, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I could have used that during the growing season. The farmers probably would have loved that, but yeah, I feel bad for them this year. They probably took a big hit from being in such a drought state. Obviously now probably stuff's going to take off and grow. Still haven't mowed my grass in, say, almost a month now. Now I'm sure once this is done raining, with some sunshine and the grass is going to sprout. But hopefully by then it'll be cold enough where it's kind of stunned its growth.
Yeah, I cut my grass on Saturday. It was nice out. I figured I knew it was going to rain on Sunday. Didn't know when I was going to get to it. So I got mine cut. But I mean, it didn't need much. But maybe after this rain, it might. So I don't think Saturday was the last time.
No, and oddly, it was. I think last year I mowed into November. Believe it or not. That's kind of heard of, and I'll probably go do that again this year. We're almost the end of October, and it's still going to be pretty warm. So I'll probably go up to mow sometime in November.
That would not surprise me at all. I believe, the first year we moved in the house, I actually was mowing the lawn in December. And then we did get hit with quite a bit of snow, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're mowing into November.
And also, I think this is actually how October storm was about 10, 15 years ago. October storm was like this. Just still plenty of foliage in the trees, and I think if this had been cold enough, this would definitely have been a crippling snow event if this was snow.
Yeah, you're right. It was 2006 was the surprise storm. There is a lot of foliage in the trees still. We haven't gotten that real, we've only had a couple of frosts. We need a couple more to really bring the leaves down.
Anyway, so I don't know if you heard Travis, he probably sounds different to you. I kind of hopped in late, like I said, I wasn't really paying attention, I was just more concentrated by driving. You found his mobile note, so he probably was on that this morning, so yeah, that's something he might have to show you one of these days. You might like that.
Yes, he did sound a little bit different, and I commented on it. He asked how he sounded, and the signal was strong. I could definitely tell it was his voice. It just was sounded a little bit different. And then he explained what was going on. It did sound different. I'd like to see it, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been working on my note a little bit more, too. I'm trying to get that, Chesley's complaining about the tail crash. I'm going to try and get that turned down. Not much I can really do with it. Chaz gave me some suggestions, which I've already tried. Except there's not much more I could do to it. Probably going to be what it is. I see if my if you want to go back to CTCSS someday, might have to make Solchevsky use his. I know he likes to use his mobile, which is this is the way we do it now. It's fine too, but have to look into that a little bit more. I haven't perfected it yet, so we're not going to make any changes. But eventually I think I want to switch back a little bit. So more radios seem to support CTSS anyway, so and it's a little easier. I think DCS seems a little more confusing, but we're gonna maybe in a week or two here we'll try that.
Okay, I would probably have to reprogram this radio then, right?
Did you write over my old frequency? Or if you saved my old frequency, then you shouldn't have to. All you have to do is go back to that channel that you had saved.
I've got just about everything on this channel saved. It's just showing DCS, but we'd have to go back to a PL tone, correct?
Well, the only thing about it is that, like I said, it's a little more user-friendly. I think it's a little better for noise, too. Obviously, when it's digital, I think it struggles a little bit, and obviously Travis's mobile does with it a little bit, so we might, as I go back to where everything's happy, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not making any big changes yet, so I haven't gotten that point yet.
Okay. It'll be another adventure trying to program the radio. I really need to learn how to do this, because if I get another radio, when I do get another radio, not if, when, I'm going to have to program it myself, too, so I gotta learn how to do it.
Yeah, like I said, no changes yet. Like I said, I was trying to just go through all the pieces that I had to try to fix stuff on my end. But yeah, no changes to frequencies yet or any PL tones. But all right, I'm gonna have to skedaddle today, Brad. My time is going, and wind's picking up, and it's gonna take grab my raincoat because I'm gonna definitely need it today. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. So please, Brad, you have a nice day, and talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ, 73, stay dry on the walk into the building, and we will talk to you tomorrow, and we're clear of this channel.